How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
I was able to see Mel Gibson's movie this morning at a preview for Pastors. I thought I would spend a few minutes tonight on the subject. Probably the most encouraging thing about it is this is a glorious opportunity. This is a wonderful opportunity. I think people will be talking about Jesus for the next 2 months, at least, if not 3 months. And that's a real good subject for everybody to be talking about. So I was grateful for the opportunity to view it. And Mrs. Corley was there, and Mark was there, and some ministers from the area were at the theater. And so I thought I'd spend a few moments on this subject. For those of us who have been to the cross and have met Christ there, which is what happens when you do go to the cross, there was nothing new, startling, to us, because we've been there. How many times have you been to the cross? 100? 1,000? 500? 10? How many times have you been there? Do you remember your first encounter with the cross and with Christ? Do you remember the moment when for the first time you realized that what was going on that cross involved you? The first moment you realized that Jesus on that cross was bearing my sins in his own body on the tree. It is precisely that which saves a man. In the wisdom of God, the cross is paramount. In the ways of men, cross is relatively insignificant. But it is significant to us because when we were there, whether you were kneeling at an altar of a church, or in the privacy of your home, or the side of the road, or sitting on a park bench, when you had your encounter with Christ at the cross, it born in you the realization that he was bearing your sins, that you would have to no longer bear them. And that an exchange took place on the cross. An exchange that involved you personally. And when you recovered from the encounter, be it a 5-minute encounter or by the hours, for me it was almost 3 hours, my first real time to the cross. And when I stood to my feet almost 3 hours later, it was the wee hours of the morning now, and no one else was in sight. And I with trembling heart yet on me and overwhelmed mind, walked about 150 yards to sit on a railroad tie on the edge of Lake Ontario and stare out across that lake and watch the moon beam come straight towards me on a railroad tie. And for the first time in my 18-year-old life, I knew that the God in heaven really loved me. And that He was really there. He was really there.